Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Oh, so you're up at last.
Good morning, Helen. Is there any coffee on the go?
The kettle's there, if you remember.
Okay. So, how did you sleep?
Dreadful. You were snoring all night.
Well, I'm sorry, but so are you.
Well, how do you know? You were dead to the world.
No, I wasn't. Anyway, will I see you at lunchtime?
No, I'll be working.
Then we'll have to say our goodbyes now, then.
Well, you can have your breakfast first.
Well, I was going to.
If she plays one more note, I swear I'll bin that trumpet.
Penny, good morning. What is it?
It's that trumpet.
What about it?
It's got to go.
No. No, Penny. I'm sorry. I won't practice in the morning ever again.
Do you promise me that?
Yes. I'm so sorry. I thought I was playing softly.
Oh, but Kathy, you always say that.
I'm sorry. It's a hard instrument to play quietly.
I know that.
Penny, I really won't do it again.
Well, you better not. It's so annoying.
But it's music, Penny. How can listening to music be annoying?
So, do you want to hear about your daughter?
Yes, of course I do.
Well, you should have got up earlier then and spoken to her.
Oh, Helen, don't be like this. What's got into you?
Nothing has. And if you must know, she's not pregnant.
Oh, well, you must be pleased then.
Well, yeah, I suppose I am.
So, what's the problem?
She's decided that she wants to go to university.
Oh, that's wonderful. Which one?
Well, she says she's going to apply to Winchester and Southampton.
Oh, that's the best thing I've heard in ages.
Vince, if she goes to Winchester, she'll have to leave home.
Yes, Helen, that's right. And in my opinion, that would be the best thing that could happen to her.
OK, I'm off.
Are you in later?
Yeah.
OK, so I won't practice tonight then. If you like, we can watch that film I gave you.
Yeah, that's a good idea. OK, I'll see you later.
OK, bye, Penny.
Right, I'd better be off.
OK. Come here, sweetheart.
Oh, Vince.
Oops, sorry.
Don't tell me it's work again.
Yes, it is.
They never leave you alone. What is it this time?
Oh, nothing really. They're just asking me when I'll get back.
Well, you better text them then.
No, not now. I'll text them when I'm on the ferry. Come here. Look, I'll phone you when I get back, OK?
All right.
And Helen, please cheer up. It's great news about Amy. I'm absolutely delighted about her decision.
Well, you're forgetting one thing, aren't you? She hasn't got in yet.
Oh, but she will. I'm sure of that.
Right, well, you'd better be off then. Have a safe journey, and don't work too hard.
I won't.
Did you ever give that Santa to Jim?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you should have given it to him at the party. I would have loved to have seen his face.
No, Amy, I couldn't. He wouldn't have found it funny then.
He might have.
No, I doubt it. He felt so bad about being stuck in the lift.
What were those two doing in there?
Kathy said they were having their own private party.
Eh? Who would want to do that with Jim?
Amy, Jim's all right.
Yes, if you like a busybody with an ultra ego.
Oh, he's not like that. He's just a bit nosy, that's all.
Penny, would you like to be stuck in the lift with Jim?
No. But if it was Mike, on the other hand, now that would be all right. And what about you, Amy? Are you keen on anyone?
No. I suppose it would be nice to meet someone. You never know. I might meet someone at uni.
Oh, are you going then?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to apply.
Oh, good for you. And what are you going to study?
Nursing.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And you don't want to be working with Jim all your life, do you?
No, not if I can help it.
Well, I think that's a really good idea. Did your dad talk you into it?
No, not really.
Well, it's a good job you didn't find romance in Italy then, because that's what I thought might happen, and then you'd never have gone to university.
Oh, no, I didn't find anyone. But it was good to see Dad.
Petra seems very nice.
Yeah, she is. And she's a good worker.
Oh, it's a bit early to say that, isn't it?
No, I can tell. As for the young lady who didn't turn up, well, honestly, why do they do that?
I know. You'd have thought she could have phoned and let you know.
I don't know. People just don't seem to care these days. In my day, if you changed your mind, you'd have contacted the employer to apologise. I remember when I got a job in...
Oh, sorry, Helen. There's a customer.
Right, I'll get these.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Oh, OK, thanks.
Can I have a 2 pints, please?
Yes, of course. So, Michael, where are you working these days?
Oh, I'm manager at Patterson's.
Oh, are you now?
Yep, and I enjoy it. Well, most of the time.
I heard someone got stuck in the lift at your Christmas party.
Oh, that was Jim, the chap over there.
Well, what was he doing in the lift?
Well, he said that his friend wanted to have her own private party.
That's a bit odd, isn't it?
You wouldn't necessarily think that if you met the friend. She's very nice and all that, but she's a bit loopy.
Oh.
Right, Mum, I'll see you later.
Aren't you here for dinner?
No, I don't want anything, thanks. I'm still full after lunch.
Oh, so what did you have for lunch?
I had lasagna. Dad treated me. Didn't he tell you he was going to do that?
No, he didn't.
Oh, well, he did, and we had a lovely time.
Oh, good. Do you know what? I don't know if he's getting more forgetful or if he just doesn't bother telling me things.
I think there's something. Oh, I don't know.
There's something what? What do you mean?
No, Mum, he's okay. Yeah, he's fine.
Well, I can't find it.
Well, you had it last.
I know. I'm sure I put it with all the others.
Well, it's not there, is it? You didn't put it under the stairs with that other stuff, did you?
No, I wouldn't put it there.
Well, you might have done. I'll go and have a look.
Oh, go on then. But I'm sure I put it here. Oh, we don't want to keep this one. We'll never wash this. I think we should have a clear out at some point. Oh, did you find it?
No, but I found this. Who's this for?
Oh, I got it for Jim. I was going to give it to him at the staff party, but I didn't in the end.
Why not?
Because he seemed a bit down.
Oh, it might have cheered him up.
Really? You do remember he doesn't like being in toys, so I doubt that very much.
Yeah, but it would have been really funny.
Well, that's what I thought, but I changed my mind. Anyway, did you find the film?
No.
You didn't throw it away, did you?
No, of course I didn't.
So what should we do instead?
Well, should we go to the pub?
The pub?
Yeah, come on. I'll buy the first round.
So, what can I get you?
I'll have a gin and tonic, please.
And I'll have a white wine, please.
Oh, were you two here at New Year's Eve?
Yeah, we were.
I thought you were. I'm Pete.
And I'm Kathleen.
I'm Penny.
So, here you are.
And Penny, I'm paying.
All right, well, thanks.
Thank you.
Jim!
Oh, good evening, ladies.
Oh, hello.
Oh, it's so nice to see you both. You must come and join us.
Well, if you don't mind, just Kathy and I...
Oh, well, that would be great. Where are you sitting?
Oh, just over there. Right, do you want the same again?
Oh, yes, please.
Well, hello. I didn't expect to see you here tonight.
Well, it wasn't planned, to be honest, but we just thought we'd pop in for one.
Two, actually.
So, how are you both?
I'm fine, thanks.
Penny, I was going to have a word with you about the assistant manager's job.
Oh, Michael, I don't want it.
No, I guess that, but I was wondering if Amy would be interested.
No, I don't think she would.
You two are not talking shop, are you?
That's just what I was thinking.
Oh, that's a pity. I think she'd be good at it.
No, she definitely wouldn't want to do it.
So, what's new?
Well, my trumpet playing is getting better.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it is. Isn't it, Penny?
Yeah, I suppose it is a bit.
Oh, I'm so pleased to hear that. So, Penny, did that customer find her phone?
Oh, can we please stop talking about work?
I agree. There's nothing more boring than going on about work.
Yeah, so, what shall we talk about?
Have you used the lift recently? Sorry, it was only a joke.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.